This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have got, as you might have heard, a time or two, and that's on this program today alone, a supply chain problem in this economy. And it's a problem in almost every industry, including pharmaceuticals. Part of the bigger problem is that most of the ingredients for generic and over-the-counter drugs produced in the United States are imported mainly from China and India. So when those countries cut their exports during the pandemic, it became a problem here. But as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, the government is working on a solution.
Drive almost 3 hours south of Washington, D.C., and you come to a winding back road in rural Petersburg, Virginia. Here you'll find the beginnings of the pharmaceutical ingredient stockpile, several construction sites set back in the woods, and standing near the project's headquarters, Frank Gupton, one of the brains behind the operation.
Frank.
How are you?
Gupton heads Virginia Commonwealth University's Medicines for All Institute, a group of chemists who work to make pharmaceutical manufacturing more efficient. They're one of four contractors receiving federal funding to help create the stockpile. We walk over to a complex of hulking buildings behind barbed wire.
So this is the manufacturing site where we're going to be making the active pharmaceutical ingredients.
Two buildings are under construction here for the production of active pharmaceutical ingredients used to make generic drugs like antibiotics and sedatives. When the buildings are done and manufacturing starts, Gupton says some of the ingredients will be used right away to make drugs for hospitals. Some could be sold to U.S. drug manufacturers, and some will end up in the government stockpile, stored in a warehouse being built down the road to be used in an emergency, like another pandemic.
Yeah, it's very much modeled after the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
That's a big pool of crude oil that can be tapped if there's a disruption in the energy market. Gupton says they're a bit behind schedule, but should get back on track to finish construction on the two buildings late next year or early in 2023. The delays, ironically, are from bottlenecks in the supply chain for construction materials.
Concrete, steel, everything. It's not just affected the timeline, it's affected the cost of the project.
Any extra costs are the responsibility of the stockpile project partners under the terms of their $354 million contract with the Department of Health and Human Services. Rena Conti has been keeping tabs on the stockpile project from her perch as a health economist at Boston University. She says there are strings attached to this government money.
It's not like there's a blank check written. It comes with responsibilities and benchmarks.
Benchmarks like staying on schedule. The contract doesn't appear to dictate what the stockpile partners can charge for any drug ingredients they decide to sell to U.S. drug makers. The CEO of one of the partners, a company called Flow, has been accused of overcharging in the past when he headed a different pharmaceutical company. Mariana Socal teaches about U.S. pharmaceutical policy at Johns Hopkins. She wants some price transparency.
You know, we should be informed of what is the agreed upon price. And that's possible and feasible because we have seen this happen during the COVID-19 pandemic.
When the federal government announced what it would pay for COVID vaccines, for example. Back at the construction site, Frank Gupton says some of the pharmaceutical ingredients could be sold to U.S. drug makers. He won't say at what cost, but he thinks prices can be kept down through efficiency and automation. He says they can't overcharge because then they won't be able to compete with China and India.
So if we're not competitive against our global manufacturers, then they won't buy from us. It's pretty simple.
Gupton says he and his partners will be transparent with the government about what it takes to make quality pharmaceutical ingredients, so it'll be obvious if, say, China is selling pharmaceutical ingredients below cost at a price no U.S. manufacturer could match. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.